The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And tomorrow, we end our long winter sojourn. Those of you who are regular listeners, you know that for November and December, sadly, unfortunately, we have to sign off on our AM signal. Now, those of you listening on 104.5 FM, hey, you never have any worries because we're with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But those of you who listen on AM 880, November and December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. Then in January, we get a half hour back. We have to sign off at 5:30 through the entire month of January. Well, tomorrow is the last day of January. Well, the last Bob Burney Live broadcast day. Because Monday is February 1st. So beginning Monday, we get our full Bob Burney Live program back. We don't have to sign off till 6 o'clock. I dread those months every year, and I'm incredibly grateful when they are over. Now, a program note. Joy and I are taking a little R&R. Through many years, we almost always took the week after Christmas, maybe a couple of weeks, the week between Christmas and New Year's, the first week of January, and we would often go to California to see my mother and my family. Since my mother graduated to heaven 3 years ago, we haven't done that. And my goodness. We have not had a vacation for a long time, a long, long time. So anyway, we're gonna take a little bit of R&R. We're going to take a little bit of vacation. And for a lot of reasons, I'm beginning tomorrow. Mark Harrington will be sitting in for me tomorrow. The program will be in excellent hands with Mark Harrington, the founder and president of Created Equal. He will be with you tomorrow and on Monday. So the program will be in good hands every day while I'm gone. So anyway, just wanted to let you know. So actually, Mark will be the benefit of the first full broadcast day of 2021 on Monday. Anyway, that's just a little bit of a program note. You tune in tomorrow. You'll hear Mark Harrington, and you will know why. I think you'll enjoy all of the guest hosts while I'm gone. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Strange things in New York. Governor Cuomo has been boasting about what a great, wonderful, awesome job they have done with COVID. All the while, you know, criticizing Donald Trump. He's done a terrible job. People are dying because of Trump. But here in New York, yeah. Well, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, who, by the way, is not a fan of Donald Trump. She is a strong to the left Democrat. But She has been looking into the reported cases of nursing home deaths. This has been one of the largest COVID controversies in America. And most of you know that. The Governor Cuomo ordered that COVID patients be transferred out of hospitals into nursing homes. Now, think about that. We now know that the most vulnerable people in America are older people with other diseases, nursing homes. So the most vulnerable people in America to die with COVID-19 are people in nursing homes. Well, Governor Cuomo ordered, when people were tested positive for COVID, get them in a nursing home, get them out of the hospital, get them out of the general population, put them in the nursing homes. Yeah, so they can infect the most vulnerable. And it was a disaster. It was a disaster. Well, now the Democratic Attorney General of New York is saying, well, in fact, let me just read the story so you know I'm not making it up. New York State Democratic Attorney General Letitia James has accused the Cuomo administration of severely undercounting the number of coronavirus-related deaths at nursing homes in the state by as much as 50%. 10% would be big. 20 would be bigger. 30 would be unconscionable. 50%. And by the way, remember, she's a Democrat. Her report was scathing. Quote, in the report, James, the attorney general, determined much of the misrepresentation was due to the state counting only deaths that occurred at the actual nursing home facilities rather than including deaths that occurred at a hospital after a resident was transferred there to receive more medical care. During the investigation, which surveyed 62 nursing homes across the state, James' office reportedly found, quote, consistent discrepancies between deaths reported to the Attorney General's investigators and those that were actually reported. Preliminary data obtained by the Office of the Attorney General suggests that many nursing home residents died from COVID-19 in hospitals after being transferred from their nursing homes, which is not reflected in the Department of Health's published total nursing home death data. In conclusion, this preliminary data for the 62 facilities and time periods noted above suggests that COVID-19 resident deaths associated with nursing homes in New York State appear to be undercounted by the Department of Health by approximately 50%. Quote, the news is sure to intensify scrutiny around Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of the pandemic, especially since the governor has been accused specifically of mismanaging the health crisis at nursing home facilities and directly causing thousands of preventable deaths among the state's vulnerable elderly population. And the numbers are all over. I have read some numbers of 2,000 unnecessary deaths caused by Cuomo's decision, to as high as 6,000 or 7,000 people who died needlessly because of Governor Cuomo's directives. Yeah, it is a scathing report issued by the Democratic Attorney General in the state of New York. Will that impact Governor Cuomo's popularity? Probably not. Probably not. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a Chicago public school teacher has indicated that white parents in Chicago want nothing but to kill black families. Say what? Yeah. When we come back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wait till you hear this. There is a raging controversy in Chicago about whether learning should be in school or virtual. Now, because you folks are smarter than the average bear, you know that all of the research, all of the science, all of the data right now indicates kids are actually safer in school than at home, and teachers are not really at any reasonable risk of getting the COVID from the kids. That's what all of the data, all of the science indicates. Get the kids back in school. Even Anthony Fauci, who can be a little bit on the sensationalist side at times, says, you know, a few weeks ago, he said, close the bars, open the schools. Remember that? Well, the Chicago Teachers Union has voted overwhelmingly, no, we're going to stay home. But it's best for the kids to be in school. We don't care. We're going to stay home. But all of the science says you're going to be okay in school with the kids as well. We don't care. We're going to stay home. So this controversy is raging. And most of the parents, black and white, are saying, we want our kids back in school. And the teachers are going, we don't care. We're going to stay home. Well, a Chicago school teacher by the name of Mike Friedberg published an essay Monday of this week in a publication called The Education Post. Yeah, The Education Post. Here is the title of the essay. You ready for this? Here's the title of the essay. Are we going to let nice white parents kill black and brown families? What? Yeah, that's the title of the essay. Are we going to let nice white parents kill black and brown families? His whole contention is the only parents that want their kids back in school are white kids, and the reason they want their kids back in school is to kill black kids and black families and brown families. What? In his essay, he says, students, parents, and teachers are fearing for their lives. Why? If all of the data, all of the science says you're actually safer in school, he says, this is a teacher. Students, parents, and teachers are fearing for their lives, pointing out that the city is, and I'm quoting, catering to the white minority of parents. As the reopening debate gets hotter, we are seeing a new breed of nice white parents emerge. The parents who wish to open school buildings are disproportionately white. In meeting after meeting, I have witnessed black and Latinx parents voice concerns. Yeah. And he actually implies that the white parents just don't care, and they want black kids and black parents. They just want them to die. Are we really at a point where not wanting our students to die and not wanting to die ourselves is a point of debate? This is completely absurd. We are putting the voices of white parents above black and brown parents, as well as teachers and all school staff, including disproportionately women of color. As a teacher, I fear for my own life and the lives of my students and their families. I can't teach from the grave, nor can kids learn from there. If we do not speak up, nice white parents will get us all killed. Talk about a science denier, a sensationalist. If you look at the entire country, all of the United States of America, a tiny, tiny, tiny number of children have died from COVID. In several states around America, not one child has died of COVID. Here in Ohio, I think we've had two. I think we've had two, and those children had other issues, other problems. There is no evidence whatsoever that there is any reasonable risk of children transmitting COVID to the teachers. And yet here is someone who wants to teach kids saying, and again, I quote, "As a teacher, I fear for my own life and the lives of my students and their families. I can't teach from the grave, nor can kids learn from there. If we do not speak up, nice white parents will get us all killed." We are seeing this movement far, far away from the goals of the civil rights movement of the 60s. The accomplishments, the progress that was made under the direction and leadership of men like Martin Luther King Jr., we're literally seeing civil rights being reversed in America. And we are seeing a group of individuals doing their best to cause as much division as they possibly can. Such is Mike Friedberg, teacher who has the audacity and the nerve to write in an essay and publish it, accusing white parents of just wanting to kill black people. That's not going to unite us, folks.